This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. We continue with our lessons on Islamic manners from the beautiful book of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Bughuddah Rahmatullah Alayh. And this is the chapter on condolences, how to give condolences. And the Sheikh says, if you must give the undesirable news of a tragic accident or the death of a close relative or a friend, break the news in a way that decreases its impact. Make it mild and gentle as possible. For example, the case of a death, you may say, recently I heard that so-and-so has been very sick. Unfortunately, her condition has worsened and today I learned that she passed away. May Allah's mercy be with her. Or something like this. One should start by giving the name of the person in question. Do not break the news of a death by asking, do you know who died today? This unduly kind of manner frightens the listeners and prompts them to expect the worst, like the death of someone very close to them. So instead of that, mention the name of the person before breaking the news of maybe somebody who is not related to something. I will say, do you know who died today? Then immediately your thought will be what? You know, why are you asking me that? Maybe somebody close to me died, right? Why are you asking me who died today? So instead of that, don't do it in a nice way. So and so passed away today, may Allah have mercy on them, alhamdulillah. So the idea is not to create more confusion and more stress than that is already there because of the person who passed away. Likewise, convey the news of any tragedy, whichever, whatever it is, in subhanAllah, in a similar fashion. Prepare the listener for the news, which minimizes its effect, and mention the name of the affected person in a kind way, not a shocking way. Today, subhanAllah, we have enough of these kinds of news. May Allah have mercy on all those people, especially in Gaza, but wherever else they are. And one of the things that I say, and this is me, not the Sheikh, is that where it is not necessary, don't mention those things, because there is no real virtue in going on and on about this. And today, you know, this is what they did and this is what happened and so many people died. We know this is happening. So going on and on, telling people about it, only, it's one of two things. Either your heart is so hard, it makes no difference, which is a bad thing. Or if your heart is alive, then you will really get depressed and you will get sad. What we need to do and should do is every single day, make tahajjud fard on yourself. At least 2 rakat, pray 2 rakat and make a lot of dua for, especially the people of Gaza, but everywhere, wherever Muslims are in trouble, make dua for them. Make this. This is the real thing, right? It's not forwarding messages and getting upset and excited. No. The real thing, if you're really concerned, pray tahajjud. If you're not praying tahajjud, it means you're not really concerned. It's just conversation. So don't do that. Make tahajjud fard on yourself and make dua. Because at the end of the day, we know this, the only one who can change the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nobody else, right? Actually having hope in other than Allah is shirk. So of course we don't have that. When we say, you know, write to the senator, this and that, these are all means, alhamdulillah. But if somebody really thinks that is going to help, then this is it's a bigger problem. So, but at the same time, alhamdulillah, we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So make this into a duty on yourself, right? Tahajjud is nafil, I'm not saying it is for, make it for on yourself and say that inshallah, at least 2 rakat I will pray and I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we ask Allah to accept our salah and to accept our dua and to do that. Also, the Sheikh says, choose the appropriate time to convey such news. It should not take place at a meal or before going to sleep or during an illness. Compassion and tactfulness are the best qualities you need to handle such a situation. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi, in Ihya Ulum, he says, do not talk about death when you have invited some people over for a meal. If their people are eating, don't talk about death. So they asked him why. He said, because one of two things. Either if the person's heart is alive, then the person won't be able to eat after that. Because he's thinking of death. Now he's thinking of his akhirah, this and that. How can you enjoy the food? You can't enjoy the food, you won't eat. So it makes no sense. You call them for a meal, then you talk about death and, you know, now the whole atmosphere is gone. Or they will eat if their hearts are dead. And he said, this is not a good thing for people to realize. That these are people who have, you know, there's nothing, the heart is like a stone. So he says, don't do that. There are times and places for everything. On the opposite side, for example, if you are at a cemetery, you see people chit-chatting, this, that, including joking. Is that the right place to tell a joke? I mean, you're there to bury somebody and you're laughing. For what? I mean, we see this all the time. May Allah have mercy on us. I mean, there's no sense of appropriateness, you know. Even if it is not a joke, even chit-chatting, you know, what happened, this happened, that happened. You came to bury somebody. Think about this. One day, somebody will bury me. One day, this janazah will be me. Right? That is the purpose. You're going there to do that. To remind yourself, where is the time for talking politics or God knows what we talk. So, very important for us to have a sense of time and place. So, we do things which are appropriate. Then he says, expressing condolence is a courtesy and a duty. Parting among loved ones is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. As Hafiz al-Mundiri reported in the hadith, love whoever you will, for you will part. And this is one of the hadith Qudsiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was told by Jibreel Islam, this hadith. He said, love whoever you want, because you will part. And many other things. Then he says, poets have said, we are but guests with our families, staying a while and leaving them. Wealth and parents are but trusts. Inevitably, one day the trust will be recalled. The children of this life will be all part. They will all part. The children of this life will all part until they meet together again in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together with all our loved ones in the hereafter, inshallah. One poet listed 8 stages that we will pass through and no one is spared. He says, happiness and sorrow, meeting and separation, suffering and ease, illness and well-being. Another poet said, make endurance my friend and leave painful sorrow. You are not alone. Everyone lost or will lose a loved one. And subhanAllah, this is so true. You know, I came here in 2019. And as a rule, alhamdulillah, I make dua by name of people who are close to me and so on who passed away. Those names are increasing every year. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, you know, there were so many names, now I've got another one and another one, they're increasing. Alhamdulillah. If a relative or a close friend or one of your relatives or friends dies, hasten to offer your condolences. Don't wait, go as early as possible. You have the moral obligation towards your relatives and friends of alleviating their suffering. If you can, you should attend the funeral and the janazah and the burial at the cemetery. Aside from being a highly rewarded gesture of sympathy, it would be an effective and stern admonition, lesson to you, reminding you of the inevitability of death. Your life taught me many lessons. Today, your death taught me the most important lesson. Bukhari, rahmatullahi, he reported that Rasulullah said, the rights of a Muslim towards his brethren are 5. 1, to return a greeting. If somebody says, Salaam alaikum, it is your duty to say, Wa alaikum assalam. If you are not saying Wa alaikum assalam to somebody who said salam to you, this is haram. This is against the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hukam. The only time you do that is if the person is an enemy. So you don't return the salam because this person, you don't wish well for this person. Inshallah, this is not true for us, for any of our Muslim brothers. So seriously, sometimes, you know, some people do some stupid thing, you get angry, no problem. Settle that. But always return salam. So the first thing is, to return the right of the Muslim, 5, to return a greeting, to visit them when they are sick, to attend their funeral, to answer their invitation. So if somebody invite you, accept the invitation. If you cannot accept, you can make an excuse, but I mean, you know, don't just disappear or not turn up or something. That's not good. And finally, when they sneeze, they say, Alhamdulillah, you say, Ya Ramakallah. So 5 things. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi reported, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, visit the sick and follow the procession of the janazah funeral. You will remember the hereafter. Now, the purpose of that is for us to remember. Condolences alleviate the sense of grieving that befalls the family of the deceased. This is achieved by encouraging them to remain composed and to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, he said this in Surah Al-Baqarah at the end, 155-157, and give glad tidings to those who patiently endure and who say when afflicted with a disaster, truly to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. They are those on whom descend blessings and the mercy of their Rabb, and they are the guided ones. إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَا. Condolence includes, in conclusion, condolence includes praying for the help and pardon of the deceased, as they will receive the benefit of such prayers. Condolence is a sincere expression of one's sympathy and sorrow at these stressful moments. Ibn Majah and Bayhaqi reported with a fair ranking the hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, a Muslim who consoles other Muslims suffering from a calamity will be awarded a dress of dignity by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to help us to learn these beautiful manners of our deen and to practice them in our lives and to benefit from them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.